You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is my guest co-host, DJ Orozco, and our guests are Andrea Vasquez and JJ Kaufman, and they're here to talk about a special program coming up. Andrea, JJ, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Now, first of all, as I mentioned, you're here to talk about a special program, first time. If you wouldn't mind introducing us to that, Andrea?
The main faculty production this spring is titled Dreamscapes, a multimedia dance event. It's comprised by a main piece, a feature piece, Dreamscapes, and three smaller ones choreographed by my colleagues, Myra Nidale and Lisa Smith.
When you're talking about choreography, is this a musical dance piece? What can people expect to see if they've never been to anything like this?
The pieces are diverse in their movement vocabulary, in the concept, some contemporary dance, some ballet dance, I would say some musical theater also. One of the pieces involves some of that style. So the audience will be exposed to a very diverse vocabulary and styles.
As I mentioned, my guest co-host is DJ Orozco, and DJ, she is also a dancer herself and an actress, so she was kind enough to agree to come on with us to help me out with all the dance themes. So, DJ?
Yeah, definitely. Every class that I have dance classes, and everybody's talking about it. I know it's the first time this production is going to be going up. What inspired this production? How did this come about?
Yeah, that's what we were just trying to figure out as we were before this interview. We were talking about, you know, what we've been making this piece, Andrea and I, you know, for how long? It's been like maybe a half a year that we've been really talking about it. And now we're trying to figure out what it is. A lot of things inspired it. Andrea was interested in some surrealistic artwork, and also some choreography. Who's the choreographer who you got the idea of? You were really interested in this idea of an enclosure.
Oh, Australian company Chunky Moves.
So she was interested. She saw these dancers who were enclosed in. She found it very inspiring. Now, I have been working with the music of Maurice Ravel. I've been inspired by that and been planning to do something with Ravel's music. And then we had the idea, well, maybe Ravel's music would be perfect for this piece of choreography because it's about, well, it's hard to say exactly what it's about, but we use the word dreams. We have some thoughts about that and what that means. And Ravel is one of the great impressionistic composers, early 20th century. It seemed to fit together.
Right. Just the incorporation of the choreography and the music that you guys are going to be using seems very interesting. I saw a preview of the setup that you guys have on stage, and it seems something that's not going to be your usual performance that's just going to be all hype. It's artistic. It is very creative. And it seems like there was a lot of work gone into it, and it seems like it's just out of this world. It completely is. It's something I have not seen before. It's more like a Cirque du Soleil type of thing, but it's just amazing. And you know what? Like the creativity that has to be incorporated into this is just amazing. You know, like I appreciate choreographers. It's worshiping because it's just amazing. Like your creativity and so much thought that goes into it. It's pretty amazing. But I also had another question. Like, you said there was contemporary and ballet in it as well incorporated. So is it all the choreographers incorporated different pieces, or did you all work on choreography together?
Different pieces.
Different pieces. Each faculty member works with their cast, and they decide the movement vocabulary, the style, the concept of the piece. So in some pieces you can see different vocabularies or just yeah, specifically one. Like, for example, I give my dancers some contemporary movement vocabulary, I work with them so they make it their own and improvise with it.
Right.
So it becomes very unique. The movers really are encouraged to bring their personality through the movement. That's what I love when I work with dancers. So it's going to be very unique.
Yes,
very
definitely. Unique. Yeah. And as a choreographer, how do you come up with your ideas? Just like as a poet gets inspired by seeing something or seeing the outdoors, how do you come up with your choreography? How do you come up with your artistic skills?
A lot of the movement that I create comes from images, specifically for this piece, from the poems of the Ravel songs. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a character, the peacock. Mm-hmm. So I observed a peacock, and at the beginning, maybe I just try to imitate how a peacock moves.
Yeah.
And I stylize the movement of the peacock, and I play with these movement motifs, and then I work it with a dancer, and then the dancer gives me back more and different ideas, so the movement starts shaping from a very specific image, from a very specific
idea.
That's one example. Another is just by just reading a poem and getting the overall arc of the poem and metaphor of the poem, start creating movement motifs that will enhance that. So different kinds of
ideas that go into it.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But when you tell, you know, as DJ mentioned earlier, choreography is something amazing because, it's kind of like, well, it is an artist. And, you're thinking, what should I put to this music? And as you just mentioned, the peacock, you in your mind, you already know what you want. But trying to convey that to the student or to the dancer or to the choreographer is something different because they're going, I've never seen a peacock, or this is weird. A peacock would move like this, but they have to remember. And of course, you being a professional, you've done it for years. You know what you want. If this student is kind of new to the trade and you're telling them you are no longer Louis, you are a peacock. How difficult is that to convey that to the student?
She has some good students, actually. You know,
good peacocks.
This student, Gabriela
Moreno,
she jumped into the feathers of the peacock pretty right from the start. And then it was a matter of, I don't want to put, words in your mouth, Andy, but it was a matter of getting deeper into that. So some of the students, they give a lot and they're ready to dive into the water, so to speak. So that makes the choreographer's job a lot easier.
That was my experience with this piece. These students were using their imaginations generously. Besides me sharing specific videos or text with them, they were really jumping into exploring and playing with the movement, with exploring that as a performer, you have the opportunity to transform yourself. You have the opportunity to dig and become something or someone else. So we nurture this possibility when we're training them. So going into a creative process is very rich in this sense. So I had a great time, and it's been a great process with these 14 dancers. They've been really giving a lot of their own interpretation to this piece, mm-hmm. their own personalities.
Another character in this piece is a Don Quixote character. And the dancer, Jules Maldonado, he has jumped into this Don Quixote character. I think this whole piece is about us as human beings. There's an idea that this enclosure is like an insane asylum. And the people in there might be mentally ill, maybe, but it's the dream world. You know, it's their dream world. I think, I'm giving my interpretation, but it's their dream world and erases the line between being sane and being insane. I hope it's something, and I think it is something, that all people can relate to when they see and hear the music.
Right, exactly. That's what you want in a show. It's something that you want the audience to relate to. You want them to feel it. You want them to see it, even, you know, breathe it, and especially being able to relate to it with life and what you go through and the enclosure and everything, you know, like the portrayal of the dance. It's just an amazing process and development that takes time and playing around with it. And, I mean, as choreographers and the musicality of it, I mean, it all just comes in and meshes in beautifully. So I think that's pretty amazing.
For people who are out there and thinking about perhaps maybe not majoring or minoring in dance class, but taking a dance class, what would you tell them? What is the dance program all about as far as for non-majors or minors?
Well, we encourage all UTEP students to come and see a dance class or try a dance class, because we're not, of course, we train our dancers technically, but we're interested in giving the whole person an experience of this art form, and we're interested in you learning about your body as an expressive tool. We're interested in you developing awareness of how you want to keep your body healthy. We're interested in how you can bring your creativity into your daily life, and how can you incorporate movement.
I can say that I think dance is a great thing to be involved with, no matter what you do. We had a class a year ago for pianists. It was a movement class with the purpose of helping us to do what we need to do as pianists, to use our bodies, to be focused, centered, helped us to avoid injury from repetitive things that we do, helped us with performance anxiety and being able to use the muscles that we need but not use the muscles that we don't need for the moment. And Andrea, you had some football player, or no, was it football players, some athletes?
Yeah, I had some athletes coming to class. And, well, also want to add that our classes are not that big, so it becomes a sense of community and connecting really deeply with your peers and your faculty. It's a very intimate experience. We just not move, but we listen to each other. We observed each other. We learn how to work as a team. And we also value our own individuality. So I think those are really great things to develop as a human being.
Andrea, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us the times and the dates of the production so that people can be aware of that.
Yes, we're going to open on February 6th through the 15th. The 6th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th performances are at 7:30 p.m. and February 8th and 15th at 2:30 p.m. in the Wise Theater in Fox Fine Arts. You can get your tickets in the box office.
One name that should be mentioned is our singer, Hannah Basley. She's a very, very fine mezzo-soprano. The music for our Dreamscapes piece is performed live. We performed without amplification, so it'll be completely raw, pure, real sound, and that's important to us. So it'll be piano and voice live. So some folks around El Paso will already know Hannah and her voice, because she's a very fine, powerful artist.
Thank you all very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Andrea Vasquez and J.J. Kaufman. Also, my guest hosts have been DJ Orozco, and you've been tuned to Focus on Campus. Focus on Campus is taped and produced KTB Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.